Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The latest online culture war is humans versus algorithms. Ever feel like Instagram or TikTok algorithms know you a bit too well? The backlash against automated curation is building, and new algorithm-free platforms are springing up. By Alana Klein. The algorithm is one. The most powerful social, video, and shopping platforms have all converged on a philosophy of coddling users in automated recommendations. Whether through Spotify's personalized playlists, TikTok's all-knowing For You page, or Amazon's product suggestions, the internet is hell-bent on micromanaging your online activity. At the same time, awareness of the potential downsides of this techno-dictatorial approach has never been higher. The U.S. Congress recently probed whether social media algorithms are threatening the well-being of children, and new scholarship and books have focused fresh attention on the broad cultural consequences of letting algorithms curate our feeds. I do think it refines a lot of our cultural tastes in a way that at least I find concerning, says Ryan Stolt, an assistant professor at Drake University and member of the University of Iowa's Algorithms and Culture Research Group. In response to the growing sense of unease surrounding big tech's mysterious recommender systems, digital refuges from the algorithm have begun to emerge. Entrepreneur Tyler Bainbridge is part of a nascent movement attempting to develop less fraught alternatives to automated recommendations. He's founder of PI.FYI, a social platform launched in January that hopes to, in Bainbridge's words, bring back human curation. PI.FYI is born out of Bainbridge's popular newsletter Perfectly Imperfect, and a simple conceit. Humans should receive recommendations only from other humans, not machines. Users post recommendations for everything from consumer products to experiences, such as being in love or not telling men at bars you study philosophy, and they also crowdsource answers to questions like, "What did you read last week?" or "London dry cleaner?" Posts on the platform are displayed in chronological order, although users can choose between seeing a feed of content only from friends and a fire hose of everything posted to the service. PI.FYI's homepage offers recommendations from a hand-curated algorithm, posts and profiles selected by site administrators and some carefully chosen users. People long for the day of not being bombarded by tailored ads everywhere they scroll, Bainbridge says. PI.FYI's revenue comes from user subscriptions, which start at $6 a month. While its design evokes an older version of the internet, Bainbridge says he wants to avoid creating an overly nostalgic facade. This isn't an app built for millennials who made MySpace, he says, claiming that a significant portion of his user base are from Gen Z. Spread, a social app currently in closed beta testing, is another attempt to provide a supposedly algorithm-free oasis. I don't know a single person in my life that doesn't have a toxic relationship with some app on their phone, says Stuart Rogers, Spread's co-founder and CEO. Our vision is that people will be able to actually curate their diets again based on real human recommendations, not what an algorithm deems will be most engaging, therefore also usually enraging, he says. On Spread, users can't create or upload original text or media. Instead, all posts on the platform are links to content from other services, including news articles, songs, and video. Users can tune their chronological feeds by following other users or choosing to see more of a certain type of media. Brands and bots are barred from spread, and like PI.FYI, the platform doesn't support ads. Instead of working to maximize time on site, Rogers' primary metrics for success will be indicators of meaningful human engagement, like when someone clicks on another user's recommendation and later takes action like signing up for a newsletter or subscription. He hopes this will align companies whose content is shared on Spread with the platform's users. "I think there's a nostalgia for what the original social meant to achieve," Rogers says. "You've got way too much information for anybody to consume, so you have to reduce it somehow." So you joined a social network without ranking algorithms. Is everything good now? Jonathan Stray, a senior scientist at the UC Berkeley Center for Human-Compatible AI, has doubts. "There is now a bunch of research showing that chronological is not necessarily better," he says, adding that simpler feeds can promote recency bias and enable spam. Stray doesn't think social harm is an inevitable outcome of complex algorithmic curation, but he agrees with Rogers that the tech industry's practice of trying to maximize engagement doesn't necessarily select for socially desirable results. Stray suspects the solution to the problem of social media algorithms may in fact be more algorithms. "The fundamental problem is you've got way too much information for anybody to consume, so you have to reduce it somehow," he says. In January, Stray launched the ProSocial Ranking Challenge, a competition with a $60,000 prize fund aiming to spur development of feed ranking algorithms that prioritize socially desirable outcomes based on measures of users' well-being and how informative a feed is. From June through October, 5 winning algorithms will be tested on Facebook, X, and Reddit using a browser extension. Until a viable replacement takes off, escaping engagement-seeking algorithms will generally mean going chronological. There's evidence people are seeking that out beyond niche platforms like PI.FYI and Spread. Disdain for the algorithm could help explain the growing popularity of WhatsApp within the U.S., which has long been ubiquitous elsewhere. Meta's messaging app saw a 9% increase in daily users in the U.S. last year, according to data from Apptopia reported by The Wrap. Even inside today's dominant social apps, activity is shifting from public feeds and towards direct messaging, according to Business Insider, where chronology rules. Group chats might be ad-free and relatively controlled social environments, but they come with their own biases. If you look at sociology, we've seen a lot of research that shows that people naturally seek out things that don't cause cognitive dissonance, says Stolt of Drake University. While providing a more organic means of compilation, group messaging can still produce echo chambers and other pitfalls associated with complex algorithms. And when the content of your group chat comes from each member's respective highly personalized algorithmic feed, things can get even more complicated. Despite the flight to algorithm-free spaces, the fight for a perfect information feed is far from over. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.